Today, we will read Luke chapter 21, verses 30 through 38. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that today you would speak to our hearts. Help us to hear you. Help us to understand more about what you are saying to us, how we should live. Teach us, Lord. Open our hearts to receive your word. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 21, verses 20 through 38. When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, you will know that its destruction is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those in the city get out, and let those in the country not enter the city. For this is the time of punishment and fulfillment of all that has been written. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. There will be great distress in the land and wrath against the people. They will fall by the sword and will be taken prisoners to all the nations. Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud of power and a great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. He told them this parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down by carousing, drunkenness, and anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap, for it will be on all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch, and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Each day, Jesus was teaching at the temple, and each evening he went out to spend the night on the hill called the Mount of Olives, and all the people came early in the morning to hear him at the temple. Alright, in today's reading, we see Jesus continue to talk about the things that he was talking about yesterday. First, he's talking about the destruction of Jerusalem. Now, this has already taken place in about AD 70, I believe, maybe 30 or 40 years after Jesus. It all took place just as Jesus said. But he's talking about both that time and a future end time when he returns, because there are many parallels. There are many things that are the same. It repeats itself in many ways. And so he wants us to all be ready, both those living at the time of the destruction of Jerusalem and us today. So he begins by talking about the destruction of Jerusalem, that Jerusalem will be destroyed. And when it is, it'll be a very bad, difficult time. Those who are in the city should flee and run. And it'll be very bad for those who are vulnerable, like the pregnant women and nursing mothers. that all of this will happen. It will be a very difficult, bad time. And it will be just surrounded by armies. They will take over and kill many people. And it will not be easy. And again, why? It is because of their reaction to Jesus, that they rejected Jesus. And so this judgment is coming on them. Next, he talks about the signs, and he begins to transition into the future, for our future even, that there will be signs in the suns and moon and stars, and that many terrible natural things will be happening. The heavens will be shaken, and at that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. That we have yet to see this happen. But Jesus will come back, and it will be an incredible sight. And he will have power and great glory. And we look forward to these things. When we see this happening, we can lift up our heads, stand up, and be excited, knowing that our redemption, our salvation, is coming soon. Now, he gave them a parable, saying, look at the fig tree. When you look at the tree, it begins to sprout leaves. You know that summer is coming, or you know that spring has come. Summer will be here soon. And so, just like that, when we see these things happening all over the world, we can know, look up, Jesus could come soon. Now, we see these things happening in our generation. Now, truthfully, they have happened for many years and many generations. And so, I, like many people before me, believe that he will come during my lifetime. But it could be longer. We don't know. But the point is, we should be watching. We should be ready. We should be ready and looking for him. Now, in verse 32... excuse me, I know that my voice is not good today. But in verse 32, he says, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. What does he mean, this generation? Well, that word generation can be used for people of a certain age, but it can also be used for the entire species of man. That our race will not end before he comes back. We don't have to worry about all mankind being destroyed before he comes back. He will come back before that happens. His word is true. We can trust it. We can rely on it. We can count on it. That it will happen. It will take place. Everything that he says will happen. So, we need to be watching. He says in verse 34, be careful or your hearts will be weighed down. And so we need to be careful that we aren't distracted, but we are focused on the kingdom of God and on Jesus and his return. He could come back at any time, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. We never know. Are you ready? Are you watching and waiting for him? Have you been doing what he commanded you to do? I hope that you are ready. If not, change. Turn from your sin. Believe in Jesus. Follow him with all your heart. And watch for his return. Lord, I do pray that you would help us to be ready for your return. Help us to be watching constantly, always ready, at any time, any day. Lord, we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.